This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It's 5:11 on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. A new initiative starting this school year, and perhaps I think a pretty important one involving Lombard Middle School, or at least that Principal Nick Sutton started, regarding mental health services. So Nick joins us in studio to tell me more about that. Nick, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
The first day of school was today, right? I'm not entirely crazy, am I?
No, that's correct. That's why I'm wearing my Lombard shirt and the green Lombard shoes that a staff member caught.
I noticed the shoes. I'm a little disturbed by them, but that's okay.
If I didn't wear it at Lombard, it wouldn't make as much sense. But they're a bold green,
there you go.
And I wear them with pride.
Exactly. And Stacy Brown is here as well. She's coordinating the program with Bridgeway, which is part of this partnership with Lombard. Stacy, thanks for coming in as well.
Absolutely.
First of all, Nick, tell me how this got started.
Well, I mean, long story short, I always kind of begin this with doing a shout out to the YMCA, Joey Range, Adam Sampson with the Solutions Program, because that is really an outreach program that started as a partnership with two entities, the school district and the YMCA, where essentially it's a win-win situation where they provide individuals that come and work at the schools, and these individuals then are able to have some families and students incorporated into the YMCA. And so it was like, you know, looking at some of these community partnerships are a great way to really look at letting a couple of different entities really benefit. And so we saw a need at Lombard to address some counseling and mental health services. And so really, there was just one time last spring that I think I just called Stacy over at Bridgeway and started talking, and hopefully I was able to kind of talk her into, let's explore this partnership.
And Stacy, from Bridgeway's perspective, and while obviously Bridgeway and mental health services have been a part of the community for a long time, it strikes me that maybe only within maybe the very recent past that we've really started, I mean, as a society and perhaps even at the school level, to really kind of address this on a much more serious level, haven't we?
That is very true. We talk a lot about how we will easily address medical issues, and we talk about it every day with people that we know. But when it comes to mental health, nobody wants to discuss it. Nobody wants to talk about it. So it was really refreshing when Nick approached us and said, I see this need in my school. I want to address it. I want a partner. I want to find a way to get these needs met for the children in my school. And so we were very happy, very pleased to partner with that.
Nick, how did you see that there was a need?
Well, you know, like any other school, we have a school improvement committee where we look at data. And when you have something like that, you want to be as objective as possible and as honest as possible about where you see the needs. This is a shout out because the staff at Lombard deserve the credit, and so do the students and families. But we had really made some gains in a positive way with our discipline data and our academic data. And so we really wanted to zero in on of some of the kids that are still having some issues and some room for growth, what's a common variable? And it was a service with really addressing some of the mental health needs that's something that we can't and are not appropriate to address because that's outside of our expertise.
Were students coming to you saying I needed help? Or were you able to identify it another
Great
way?
Great question. I mean, like any other school, I mean, we have systems in place that if a kid needs some help, that's social, emotional, and basis, we've got ways to try to remedy that. Kind of how some of this started is we had kids seeking out those type of support, and we could realize that it was outside of our expertise, and so we were reaching out to Bridgeway anyways. Okay. There were several different Bridgeway counselors that I had realized, I have these people's cell phone numbers. I'm calling these people a lot. Man, how much time are these people spending driving over here and back? How much time are some of these people driving to people's houses to try to meet with these families? There might be a smarter way to do this.
It seemed like the next logical step.
It did.
So Stacy, what is Bridgeway providing Lombard in this scenario, in this situation?
We would actually provide a full-time mental health counselor on site at Lombard. And the thing that Nick and I wanted to make very clear from the beginning was we wanted these teachers and these people who were dealing with the issues that they were experiencing from a mental health perspective in the school, in Lombard, to be able to get back to their jobs and focus on what was important and what they knew in teaching. And so we wanted to bring in somebody who could literally focus on the mental health needs. So we decided that we needed somebody full-time from a mental health perspective, a counselor at a certain level to be in the school, but also it was very important to us for that and for this individual to be a Lombard team member, just like anyone else who works at the school.
Is there an aspect of this, Stacy, that you're finding you're going to need to address some specific area of mental health, or is it all encompassing?
I think it will just depend. I think okay. We need to see when we get into it. We're still in the process of trying to find the correct candidate and to hire that person. So I did want to make sure that we put that out there today, that we are still looking for the candidate. It's posted on both the district's website as well as Bridgeway's.
Okay.
So I would really recommend that people go out and look at it. We're really focused on finding the right person. But to answer your question, I think we'll have to wait and see, because we have a lot of different kids who have a lot of different issues. We want to make sure that we're there to approach things from an individual or crisis perspective, but also if we need to, we'll address it from a family or group as well.
Nick, I know this took a little while to get through the school board, at least from what I remember you first proposing it. Did you get any resistance or concerns from parents about this, or are they understanding of the need to provide some sort of help as well?
Honestly, and hopefully being on here hopefully isn't a catalyst to the contrary, but I really haven't gotten any resistance or anything. It's complicated when you have two, you know, public institutions where you're transferring money. And
sure.
So I mean, that where maybe I was a little naive of just how slow of a process that was going to be. But I mean,
welcome to government in action, right?
There were questions and clarifications that needed, but nothing that was really a roadblock. The one thing that I think that needed to really be put out there that kind of helped along the way was an understanding that this was being paid for with a federal grant.
I was just going to ask you about that.
Yes. Yeah. Essentially, a federal grant is how we're going to supply this person, where this was a federal grant I already had access to. And instead of allocating the money some specific directions that I had in the past, I instead filtered it to Bridgeway. So it's like it's a tremendous opportunity and service to offer to these students and these families that really is going to cost us locally anything. It's not going to take away any money from the local school district. It's just allocating federal money that we're going to get regardless.
And the feedback that we got from the community was incredible. Every single person that we talked to said, oh, this is the best idea I've heard. I can't wait. So I think that's been very good as well.
Go ahead. Because I'm excited because, I mean, it's not going to be ideally something just for the kids. It's mm-hmm. going to be available for the parents and the families, and it's going to be year-round.
Okay.
They're going to be there during the summer. They're going to be there on vacation. So, I mean, it is such a neat opportunity. I have looked and I've looked and I've looked, and I've only found one other school district in Illinois that has something like this going that's somewhat similar in fashion.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited.
Do either of you, just to kind of wrap up here, see the potential for this expanding to Churchill or GHS or elsewhere through the district?
We sure hope so.
You know, and here's how I answer it. Just like I said, you know, I always kind of start by describing this with a shout out to the YMCA and the Solutions. That started as a pilot program at Lombard.
Yes, it did.
And it has grown to Churchill. It has grown to the high school. And there's conversations about growing to the elementary schools. And so if you got something that's a good idea and it's positively impacting kids in the community, yeah, spread it out.
It sounds to me like if somebody's got an idea, Nick Sutton's going to try to implement it.
Only if it goes well, I suppose.
there you go. Anything else before we wrap up that either of you want to add about this? There's maybe a bit of a hiccup trying to hire somebody still.
Which is always the hardest part, getting there in the beginning. But again, the posting is on the district website as well as Bridgeway's, and we just really encourage people to check it out. And for those who may be interested, please give us a call. And we would just love to find the right candidate for it and get it started.
First day went well, Nick, today?
I had a blast. Yeah.
Awesome.
We had a lot of fun.
Any weeping parents or anything like that?
It's funny seeing the transition of a sixth grader terrified about opening a locker to an eighth grader that wishes that they were at the high school already. That is a powerful 3 years because the growth is immense.
Absolutely. And with the initiatives like this, you'll be able to help them all the better, for sure.
That's the goal.
Nick Sutton with Principal of Lombard Middle School and Stacy with Bridgeway. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Stacy Brown, the coordinator at Bridgeway. Thank you.
Thank you.